I think we ought to get started, folks, if you'd be so kind of rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For the record, this is Candia Zoning Board of Adjustments, January 28th, 2020. To my left is Judith Zopp. I'm Bob Petron, Tony Steinmetz, Wade Chivers, Ron Ha, and Lisa Galicia is the recording secretary. Would you be so kind to read the case for us, please, Lisa?
Case 19-008, applicant Joshua Pouliot, 62 Patton Hill Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Owner same, property location same, map 409, lot 224. For a special exception under Article 5, Section 5.02A5, residential, table of use regulations, type of land use, residential. Intent to permit Airbnb short-term rentals at my property year-round.
Very good, thank you. Have the abutters been notified?
Yes.
And the applicant is here. Josh, will you go ahead and tell us what you're thinking? We've got it in writing, we've got your application for the audio record, if you would.
Sure, yeah. So Airbnb is an air bed and breakfast company. It's all over the world. I've stayed in them myself as I've traveled across the country a few times. It's been great. You meet really nice people and you get to have a really nice room a lot of times for much less than a hotel or a motel. So my property is set up really well for it. This particular room has its own entrance and own parking spot, and it's separated from the rest of the house, so it works out really well. We thought it would be a really good use to have guests that come through in town to be able to stay in the room year-round.
Okay. Yeah, I think a good job with the photos and with the drive-by. It is kind of self-explanatory how it's set up and how it would work, and of course it's relevant based on the last March 2019 ballot where Airbnb was addressed. So is there any questions or commentary from the board?
Go ahead. Tell us about the shared bathroom and kitchen. How's that? Who's it shared with and how many people share it? Things like that.
Yeah, the residence has three kitchens.
Three kitchens. Okay.
It's an 1860s farmhouse, and they just kept adding stuff to it, and they attached the barn to it, so it's a lot of square footage. But there's two other people that rent from me on that side of the house.
Okay.
And they're there sporadically. They both work full-time jobs. But there's a bathroom and kitchen on that side of the house that those two individuals use, and then who's ever staying at the Airbnb would use.
And whose responsibility is it to keep that clean and up to snuff? Is it the people that are renting from you? Or?
Yeah, we've delegated chores throughout the hive. The hive is the name of the farm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called the Hive Farm.
Okay.
So we've delegated chores. So that's one of my housemates. His name is Josh. He lives on that side of the house. His job is to keep the bathroom and kitchen clean.
Two Joshes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And how long have you been doing this?
Airbnb?
Yeah.
About a year.
Because some of your reviews date back a little further.
Yeah, it might have been just over a year. We're in January now. I started about fall of last year, so just over a year.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Boyd? The ordinance prohibits an expansion of a non-conforming use, Josh. Are all your tenants there in a permitted apartment? I think Dave got over that one. You had a, so all your other little tenants, your other part of your enterprise there is in conformance with the zoning ordinance.
Yes.
This is the only thing that's outside of the ordinance right now.
Correct.
Okay. And how many guests do you expect at any one time?
Well, it sleeps three, so I would expect three is the most.
Is there enough parking for them?
Well, you typically, that's just one car, but yeah, I mean, over where they do park, I've set one parking spot.
Yeah.
But there's enough room for five, six cars.
And the septic will handle all this additional load?
Yeah, when I closed on the property in May 2017, the septic failed inspection. It was reduced off the price of the house. It was in the winter. I always thought it was weird that it failed in the winter. They didn't dig enough or whatever. So I just had it checked this summer and it passed. I emptied it, but it passed inspection.
Yeah.
Changed one of the baffles on it.
Yep.
Just out of curiosity, the way you described this, you could just as easily rent this as a single room with shared kitchen and whatever,
sure.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
What's the difference to you? Why is one more? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Less of a pain in my butt, to be honest with you, and it's more profitable. What I would be able to earn in income for rent, let's say, for that room, I would earn more on Airbnb.
Okay.
And it'd probably be occupied half the time. So.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions from the public? Commentary? Judith, anything to add?
No, I just, he was doing it way before it was allowed, and I just wonder why it took him so long to come here, since he's on the planning board and wrote this ordinance.
I don't have the answer for that.
I know. He doesn't have an answer for it either, but I guess, right. No.
Well, then, we can proceed then, unless there's objection, with reviewing the standards for special exception. Is that correct?
Right.
Yep.
Would you take us through that, please, Blake?
Sure. Section 1502.1. No hazard to the public or adjacent property on account of potential fire, explosion, or release of toxic materials.
Agreed. We've got to vote on aye, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. No detriment to property value in the vicinity or change in the neighborhood on account of the location or scale of buildings and other structures, parking areas, accessways, odor, smoke, gas, dust, or other pollutant, noise, glare, heat, vibration, or unsightly outdoor storage of equipment, vehicles, or other materials.
All in favor?
Aye. Nothing's changed. No creation of a traffic safety hazard or substantial increase in the level of traffic congestion in the vicinity.
All in favor?
Aye. Number four, no excessive demand on municipal services, including but not limited to water, sewer, waste, disposal, police, fire protection, and schools.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And the last one, no significant increase in stormwater runoff onto the adjacent property or street.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so we get through that.
There's the special conditions, and I think...
Are any of these conditions appropriate?
I don't believe so. Probably should read through them.
Josh, that sign you have out there, is that conform to the ordinance? It's going to be, what, 40 square feet or less?
The what?
What's
sign.
That? The what?
It says Airbnb.
Sign.
Oh, right. On the 4 square feet total. We'll have to come in for a sign permit for that.
Sure. I figured the sign would be approved after this was approved, and the point of the sign is to not change traffic at all. If people can see it, they can pull right in.
Yeah.
Because people fly down that street sometimes.
What's the maximum dimension of that sign?
4 square feet.
Four.
Right. I think it should be good, but I'll check it.
Okay.
I saw it before, we had to cover that.
All right, is there a motion to grant?
Yeah, I'll move we grant the special exception permitting the Airbnb operation there at Josh Pulliam's property, map 409, lot 224.
And do we put a condition on the signage?
Well, I think he's going to conform to that anyhow.
Okay, no condition required. Second to that motion?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion passes. You missed something.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, Tony Ken, he's filling in right for Mark.
I beg your pardon, I didn't call that at the beginning of the meeting that Tony Steinmetz is filling in for Mark Remichaitis. Good catch, I apologize for missing
good
that
eye.
At the beginning.
Lisa didn't miss much.
No.
Okay.
All right, so you're all set. You'll receive your notice of decision in the upcoming days. And thank you for informing the package, and good luck with your endeavor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Moving on to other business, is there anything we need to discuss?
No, I just, want to thank Lisa for transcribing the entire zoning ordinance onto a Word document. You know, the ordinance hasn't been updated since 2017, and it doesn't exist in a Word document.
And she's just completed that today.
She just transcribed the entire thing, typing the whole thing out, and now it's on a disk, on a file, and I hope you have it someplace in cyberspace, too, or on a server.
I do.
And now, we're going to wait until this year's town meeting, and then whatever zoning ordinance is passed this year, she'll incorporate it.
And then print after.
And then, because we're not going to print it now.
No, it doesn't make any sense, right. Yeah. Well, when I went in and asked to see where this was in the ordinance, that's we figured out it hadn't been updated, because...
Right.
I was
that's
working on it.
That's pretty sorry that we've been looking at a zoning ordinance and it hasn't reflected all the changes on it.
That's right.
I mean, that's a big, big mistake. Because, you know, people are trying to conform the ordinance, and when Dave looks it up...
I think we've had changes in... I think because of the changes in the staff in the office.
Sure.
You know, one person leaves, another person comes in, and there's...
There's a communication gap,
and people... It just isn't known that this is something that has to be done, or...
There must have been a file at one time, and I'm thinking during an upgrade, it disappeared, and nobody caught it.
Right.
Yeah.
And Lisa looked all over somewhere.
Well, I mean, that's like that whole section that got left out. Why did that whole section get left out when that was... Poof. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody, it could have been on a Word document, and somebody hit delete and it went off, so...
I haven't yet, but I can send it to Catherine to put onto documents. I wasn't sure if I should do it to this one or... When we get updated.
I don't think we should print anything.
No.
No.
If the electronic version is easy.
Website. So that if somebody wants to go there, they do have it.
Because that's an easy change, right?
Yes.
So if somebody wants that in the next 8 weeks.
21 and off would be on the website. That's probably a good idea.
I can do that. I'll send it to Catherine and ask her to just put it under documents. That way if people are looking, they can find it.
Sure.
Yeah,
and then
And that's an easy update for you.
And it should be there.
Yeah. And then I'll tell her just update it, you know. Replace this one with the new one, and I have the original, and I have a copy of both 2017 and 2019, so I'll have the original as well.
I think we make a prettier cover for it, though. You know, I'll send you something for that. I think we made a cover for another document back here. There's Candy's town seal on it.
Yep, I have it in my book.
Yeah.
So
let's do that. Let's make a kind of a little nicer cover for it.
Okay.
Okay. Business approval of minutes.
I just have one thing.
Go ahead. Sure.
So the Board of Selectmen has done a plaque for Ingrid, and it's supposed to be ready on Friday. I don't have any details about. I just heard that Sue wants it ready for Friday. So maybe Boyd, you've heard something about that. I guess you guys are gonna present it to her, but I don't know when.
So probably be at the deliberative session on Saturday.
So I've asked Linda to tell me as soon as she knows.
Yeah.
Because I figured maybe the board would want to be a part of that on Saturday, if that's the case.
Oh, that would
be
nice. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Is she going to be at the deliberative
session?
Don't
know. I can take her. I'll
pick
her up.
I mean, if there's a problem, I can pick her. Either one of us can pick
her up. If you let Lisa know, she'll let the rest of us know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to touch base with Sue, because I think...
I'll email you and let you know.
Okay. Yeah.
The selectmen have to be here a little earlier. Maybe you could do it, Frigger?
Yeah.
Okay. Why should you do that?
Okay.
And I'll call or I'll talk to her and tell her.
All right. Is it 9 or 10 Saturday?
9.
Okay,
nine.
It's the coming Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes. So
who's going to pick up that plaque in Manchester?
I believe Linda is going to take care of everything because me and Linda both live in Manchester. So if she needs me to do it, that's fine. But like I said, the only thing I know is she came to me saying, how do you think it should look? So we looked at the other ones in this room and outside, so we kind of took more from those two over there. And all she knew was Sue said it needs to be done by Friday, but nothing further than that. So as soon as I heard it, I know you guys have been asking me, are they going to do something? So I wanted you to know.
Sure. How long did she serve on this board?
I don't know.
She came in after I came on, and I think I've been on 30 years.
She came on after me, and I don't know. I've been here. I was trying to figure out the other day, at least 10 years.
Well, I know I was on the planning board, and I think I left the planning board in like 1988. And then like a year later, a year or two later, I got on the ZBA.
So that's 32 years right there. And, but then 2 years out, that's 30 years right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she...
So she wasn't on. She was still on the planning board then. She was still on the planning
board. She was on the school board for a couple of
years. She was on the school board.
Oh, she was on the school board too.
She was on the school board for a long time.
Yeah, Kim was on.
And then she had a couple of years in between.
Ingrid was on the planning board with me. Because Ingrid and I, when that, the major in, I think, like 1983, we did a major, 82, 83, somewhere around there, we did a major rewrite of the zoning ordinance, and there was a committee, and it ended up that it was Ingrid and me who pulled the basic ordinance that you use now, who pulled that together.
She was on the school board
the amended
at the same
right
time
there.
She was on board.
I
think the last year or so that she was on the school board, she was on this board too.
Yeah, wow.
Does Chris have any easy way to find out how long people have served on boards?
You know what you have to do is go through the town reports.
There's,
and keep looking at the list
really? That's what you gotta
There's
do?
A certificate that you guys all fill out that Andrea did have, now Linda has in a file folder, but it's about that thick. So you got to kind of go through
that,
and then
right?
it's
so she
an
keeps
update.
Them all.
She keeps
all
the all those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's the way to do it.
Yeah,
look at this certificate.
You just keep updating the certificate year after year.
A new certificate. Yeah.
On your certificate in
she
the
just
office.
Keeps
right.
copies of
so she so she just like crosses it out on.
Yeah,
because
I know I have them. I have them in the front of my book, but I don't think I have all of them.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. So approval of minutes. I'll entertain a motion.
Boy, it's been a while since I read these.
And we're looking at September 24th, please.
Yes, I apologize for the scratch out. I put the wrong date on the other one.
There are no new cases, so we just went to other business. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I remember. We talked about a procedural stuff. I moved the minutes of September 24th be accepted as presented.
Yeah, that was about the mobile home, remember?
That's correct.
On,
and you added the line.
Bob,
yeah.
I can't think of his last name now,
BB.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Bob and Teresa. BB.
Yep. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain? Tony and I will abstain.
After you weren't here. Okay.
So minutes are approved, Lisa.
Okay.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded by?
I'll second that.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion adjourned. Wow, we won.